What's the game-changing realization that helped you build a high-performing team? That question is at the center of every episode of the HR Impact Show. Every HR professional wants to build a team that has empowered managers, engaged employees, and an organization that's striving to become elite. The challenge is that you're often told to do more with less. We're going to fix that. Every week, we will feature executive and senior HR leaders from across the country, and they will share with us their actionable insights and best practices that's going to help empower you to create an engaged, elite workforce. Here's the show. I'm here hanging out with Brittany Burton, VP of People at OrgShakers. I am recording live from the WIN at the HR Transform Conference, and we are going to bust some myths. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Brittany, tell us a little bit about the work that you do at OrgShakers.
OrgShakers does human capital consultancy of all kinds. So my work in particular is typically in the fractional space, anywhere from a founder-led startup of one to a massive global organization going through some type of transformation or a special project, maybe relocating to another country.
How did you get involved in that space?
I started in corporate HR, worked my way up the ladder, and found an opportunity to establish a new facility for one of those large Fortune 500 corporations. Once I took that role, the rest was history. Folks kept asking if I would come and join their team to do what I had done for the previous employer, and eventually decided, you know what? I really enjoy this. I enjoy building and creating, and not so much the continuous improvement stage. I should be a consultant, and rest is history.
You ready to bust some myths?
Let's do it.
What we're talking about all week with senior and executive people leaders is about the HR and leadership myths that you just wish would die. So what's yours?
The one I wish that would just die is that HR leaders aren't fun. And if I tell you what I mean by that, yes, we should be fully integrated with our people. We should be able to know who they are. We should know what they enjoy, what their passions are. Is it their children and their children's sporting events? Do they play in a rock band? And really engaging with our folks and showing who we are in that capacity too. We are people. We are human. We all enjoy having joy and fulfillment. And when we can bring that to work, when we bring our whole selves to work, it also creates a culture of safety and transparency. It makes you more human. And when you are a people leader and you are heart-centered, which I feel a lot of us are, your message is more genuine. The actions you take in the workplace are way more genuine. So open up, have more fun with your folks, meet your team, learn what they're passionate about, and share that with them too.
I'm going to need you to leave Brittany alone. So when she says this, but let's dig in. I know you want HR to be seen as more fun, but come on, it's like going to the principal's office. So how can HR get out of that perception that people have that it's only a function that gets you in trouble?
I love that you brought that up, because the number of times I've heard that they're going to the principal's office when they have to see me or we're having a meeting is, I don't know, I'd be a rich woman with dollars. Again, it's the human element of what we do. How can we lead the human resources of an organization but not show humanity, show humility? So get out on the floor. Meet your folks, spend time with those teams. My first job in HR, I was required to be out of the office for 2 hours daily, which meant go meet your people, be with your teams, attend meetings, ask if you can join them on a task, learn their role. What are they doing for work? So fully engaged and learning the people, how they interact, what's going on in their function, how does that correlate into HR? It brings that strategic vision to the table, which I think is where all the HR leaders really are aspiring to be now, is less personnel and administrative and more strategic. But you can't be a strategic partner if you don't understand your people and all the other functions of the business.
I appreciate you sharing that. So if people want to continue the conversation with you, Brittany, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
They can find me on LinkedIn. We also have orgshakers.com, or Brittany@orgshakers.com is my email.
Awesome. Thanks for listening to this episode of the HR Impact Show. We hope you liked the conversation. Don't forget to continue supporting us by joining the HR Impact community. You can find the community at www.engagerocket.co/HR Impact. Tune in next time, where we'll have another guest who's going to share with us the game-changing insights that help them build high-performing teams.